agency owners, web designers, content enthusiasts, fellow copywriters, and my mum. You are very welcome to this episode of the Content Goodies podcast, sponsored by The Content Lab, with me, your host, Abby Wood. Let's talk content. Hello, and today I am joined by the wonderful Riley Barry. Riley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. So, Riley, you are the project manager here at the Content Lab. And we're going to deep dive into a little bit about you, how you got into this, what kind of stuff you like, what you enjoy, any tips that you might have. So, first things first, how did you get into project management?
Well, I absolutely had no intention of becoming a project manager when I started college, because I did a college degree for English and media studies and then always wanted to be a writer. But then after college, I really liked website design because I thought that was really cool. So I decided to look for a website design internship, because I only had the basic, very basic skills at the time, and applied to a certain business.
That's an inside joke, guys. So the certain business is my husband's web design company.
So I applied at Abby's husband's website design company for an internship. And then Abby poached me before I could even get anywhere with that, because at the time you needed another writer.
You were my first proper full-time hire.
I was.
And I saw your CV and I thought, why on earth is this person applying for a web design internship when, like, they studied English and love writing and, like, all of your hobbies were to do with writing and creativity and stuff. And I was just like, why web design?
I had notions, Abby. I had absolute notions.
And do you know what? I keep coming back to this with different guests. You know, copywriting isn't really promoted as a career.
I'm pretty sure lecturers don't know what it is. You know, when you get the career counselor person in near your end of your undergrad and they're like, you could go into writing articles for newspapers, or have you considering online journalism, or how about technical writing? It's all about technical writing. Mm-hmm. They want you to write manuals. You don't know copywriting is a thing, even though it's literally everywhere, especially in a course where mine was English and media, where half of it was everything online. They didn't mention it once. So it was a shock to find out that that was a job. So yeah, I was as you know, but as the audience might not know, a writer for you for 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Three and a half years, maybe. Before I started taking on more project management things. So then I was doing kind of both for a while until we got a bit bigger and had more writers, which involved more project management. So now I mostly focus on project management with the odd sprinkle of writing.
I was going to say, you still get a little bit of writing in, don't you? A little bit.
When it's quiet.
So kind of you have quite a varied background. You've done all the different types of copywriting, content marketing, social media stuff, everything and anything, and now project management. So what does your average day look like as a project manager within a content agency?
So I feel like I'm going to say the same thing as everyone else, is that I get up and I drink a whole lot of coffee.
Do you know what? I've done a lot of interviews with a team and every single one starts with, I'm going to drink like a liter of coffee before I get started.
We all like an early start and coffee is essential. Sometimes I do open my email and see like the notifications say like 36 emails. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go drink this coffee first. So I'll have breakfast and my coffee, and then I'll go through my emails, sort them out, and then it's on to checking what work was done yesterday that hasn't been sent over, and that'll be sent over to the wonderful clients, and then it's on to assigning new work that's come in. So any new work that's sent over, I'll get assign that to the writers, Yeah, and then it's updating lots and lots of spreadsheets with all the the due dates and start dates. Yeah, it's really mostly just a lot of communication between clients, between writers, checking in to make sure everyone has everything, making sure all the bits and bobs are sent over for each project, that nothing's missing. Sometimes things do go missing and then you got to go find them. But yeah, it's a lot of organization.
A lot of organization, a lot of communication. And you do get to do the random little odd jobs as well, don't
I do.
You?
I have a lot of odd jobs. Like, the list is quite long, from uploading things to our website, to sending out emails for clients, updating our social media. Yep, getting you coffee.
we'll cut that out. Also, Riley edits this podcast.
I do.
So they get to choose what is featured on their episode. Yeah. And I'm guessing getting me coffee is going to stay in.
It
but
is.
Like, today you're organizing kind of the quarterly fun day out.
I am, yeah. That's a fun thing to organize.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get to find gifts for people. That's fun. Mm. Oh, I get to edit videos as well. Occasionally, we have client testimonials.
Varied.
Yeah, it's varied.
Varied. Yeah. A very varied day.
Motivational thumbs ups.
Yes.
From across the office.
Yes.
Yeah, memes. Daily memes.
Very much
a good
appreciated.
Gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to keep the team motivated with motivational gifs and memes.
Yeah, puns. Lots of puns.
Yeah, a lot of puns. I'm not a fan of
puns,
but
no.
Kira absolutely loves them. Yeah. And I think when, you know, kind of when you're doing work that you may get a little bit stuck in like a lawyer's blog, or you're doing something that isn't the most exciting website in the world, you need a little bit of motivation, a little bit of fun on the side.
You do.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you love most about your role?
I like collaborating with all of the team members most. I think in my role, you get to know all the writers really well, and we get to work together on all of the projects, which is a lot of fun. I get to read a lot of really good copy from all of our team. I get to talk to clients, and they're all really nice. It's my day is always varied. And always fun, because you're not going to do the same project twice. So
that's good. What are your least favorite aspects of the job?
Probably like the really busy seasons where it's super super busy, and we have like a million and one projects, and they're all due at the end of the week, and it has to be fit in, because that's when they're due. And it's fun in a way, that like rush to get everything done, because I do enjoy I think that when you're busy, the time goes quicker, and it's a rush almost. But I think my least favorite thing is when, even if it's like a very very minor thing goes wrong, then everything falls.
Yeah, and I think that's the difficult part of being a project manager. Like, and our busiest time is December, so we're, you know, kind of around Christmas time. Everyone wants to get stuff done before the end of the year, and you're desperately trying to, you know, kind of get so much stuff done. And people may be getting a little bit tired in the last week of the year, and you know, so it can be tricky. It can be tricky. And I think because we've got such a varied listenership here, that's a word today.
I think it's a word. Is it a word?
Listenership?
Listenership.
We should know that.
It sounds like a word.
It sounds like it. Everyone knows what I mean. We'll ask Miss Mia, yeah. Everyone knows what I mean anyway. So we have a varied kind of background of listeners. I need to say viewers there.
Audience.
Audience, there we go. Our audience is created, is made up of, you know, kind of one-person bands where they do most of it themselves. Then we have kind of agencies that, you know, have like 50 team members. So
yeah.
There's a big variety of workload loads, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So for those of you that do like a website a quarter, you know, kind of you have like a set amount of tasks that need to be done. At the Content Lab, like we can write like 10 websites a week,
yep.
and have multiple blog posts and kind of like the ongoing content work mm-hmm. that's you know, kind of like monthly scheduled in and stuff. So there's a lot of different plates to be spinning.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of plates.
Mm.
And sometimes they break.
But then we stick them back together and it's all good.
Yeah.
And clients are happy, their clients are happy. What more do you want? That's the end goal.
That is the end goal. Absolutely.
So do you have any tips for anyone that is looking to kind of improve their project management skills?
I think one of my biggest tips, which is definitely something that I took on, is don't over project manage your project managing. Things don't have to be complicated to work right. You don't need folders within folders. If you want to organize something, label things correctly. Mm-hmm. The search function is your friend. Be calm. Communicate always with your clients, with your team members. Be clear with communication.
Mm.
Yeah.
These are great tips, because I think for a lot of people, project management, it's like you have to control every single aspect and, you know, you can't overlook any tiny little bit. But I mean, if you have a solid team in place, mm-hmm. they know their job yeah. and, you know, kind of they're hopefully talented enough, you know, you've hired the best of the best. So they should be able to deliver what you need when you need. And a key part of that is just communicating it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And I think as well, you know, kind of don't overestimate the importance of a clear brief.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Again, it's back to communication.
Mm.
If you have a clear brief, a clear process, and communicate everything that you need to your team and to your clients, then that everything's just gonna fall into place. It'll work.
It'll work. Yeah.
It'll work.
Don't assume that somebody knows the information you have inside your head.
Yeah, yeah. And if it doesn't work, just deal with it calmly. Mm-hmm. There's always a solution, even if it doesn't look like there's a solution at that time.
Yes,
but there is. Just stay calm, communicate, and respect your team, and they will. Mm. Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Justice.
See, motivational down to the very last minute. I love it. Fantastic. So I know that kind of you don't get to do as much writing in kind of work day to day now, but how do you find creativity?
How do I find creativity? Don't know.
Where do you look for your inspiration when you're writing?
I write a lot of because I don't write too much copy anymore. I'm definitely inspired by our team. We have mm-hmm. amazing writers on our team. You are also an amazing writer.
Wow, thank you.
You're very welcome. So looking at their writing and learning how they portray brand voice mm. And even lay out paragraphs is definitely something that I always take into account when I'm reviewing other people's work. Mm. But for myself, I definitely get a lot of my creativity from just reading a lot of books and then watching a lot of shows
mm-hmm.
To kind of almost get into the... To see what it is that I want to write. So mm-hmm. because I write a lot of like mostly fiction, when I'm writing, I'm already imagining what's playing out in my head.
Mm.
But before I write it on the page, it's like playing a mini movie and then I write it down. Mm. That's kind of how.
I love it. I always love hearing how different people kind of come up with the ideas and get them out of their head and onto the page
mm.
because, you know, kind of the fact that you see things as a movie in your head is very different from somebody that will have like really abstract thoughts
mm.
and then kind of build a story around that. It's I find it fascinating.
Yeah, I kind of, if I'm writing a story, it's kind of almost that I have the start and the end is already in my head and mm. then I click play, and as I write it kind of builds the pattern that brings it to the conclusion. I don't know how it works.
You just don't question it.
I don't question it.
It just happens.
It just happens. Yeah.
I find that a lot with writers as well, and other creatives. You know, kind of when you're naturally creative, you don't tend to analyze your own creativity and how things come to fruition. But then when you get asked about it, it's like, oh, yeah, no, I do do that.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
That's how it works.
That's how that works.
That's how I created that. I think it's a, yeah, it's quite funny as well when you're writing and it just kind of, it appears. It
just appears.
It just appears.
Yeah.
I think that also emphasizes the importance of a first draft. Mm. Like, just get it done. Mm-hmm. Just explode the words onto the page and edit afterwards.
Exactly. What was it? Oh, I'm going to screw up this quote now. Was it Ernest Hemingway that said, write drunk, edit sober?
Yeah.
Like, sure, yeah. Just get it down on the page and then go back afterwards. And then you can make it beautiful and pretty.
Yeah.
But just get the first draft down.
Yeah. We're fine. It's like a metaphor for life. Just get the first draft
just
down.
Get it done. Just get and it then done. You can go back and, you know, kind of edit afterwards.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
Exactly. Exactly. Did you know that's great advice from everything from writing a story to getting a haircut?
Yeah, just get it done. We'll edit
just
later.
Just get it done and then you can snip it up later. All good. It'll grow back.
What if you get a buzz cut?
Then you're screwed. Okay. Well, I have some quick fire questions I like to ask all of my guests. So,
boom,
that's it. We're done. What's your favorite content-related resource?
Ooh, it's not like really a content resource, but I really think just general a good project management tool goes a long way.
Oh
with
my goodness! Yes,
your content. If your project management tool doesn't work, again, I'm a project manager, so of course my brain went here. Then, yeah,
absolutely.
You gotta have good organization.
You gotta have a good tool, and your tool is only as good as your own processes.
Yes.
Yeah. So at the moment, we currently use Teamwork in house.
Yeah.
But we also use Asana, ClickUp, because all of our clients are on different ones.
Monday.com.
Monday. You're a big fan of Monday.
I'm a big fan of Monday.com. Mm. We only have, I think, one client that uses it, but it's my favorite. Mm. It's simple. It's easy. It's pretty.
Very easy to customize. And so you can just build whatever you want with it.
Yeah. I definitely recommend Monday.com, even though I've only used it for one client. But I did like it.
Yeah.
Other content related resources. I really liked Go High Level.
Oh yeah, you're a big fan of
Go
High
Level. Yeah, big fan of that. That makes posting on social media really, really easy.
Mm. It's a big favorite in the agency world as well. Possibly because they all get referral kickbacks. Possibly. Maybe.
No comment. No comment. It does work, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear great things about it.
It does work. Mm. There was another one I had in my head, but it's gone now. It's gone into the ether. I'll never get it back. It's a reach.
What are you reading at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, I'm still making my way through my reread of all of Terry Pratchett's Discworld. I've finished the Death series and the Witches series, and now I'm on the Night Watch books.
Lovely.
Yeah. Very good. I'm reading the one you gave me that I have immediately forgotten.
So in case you missed this on a previous podcast, we do a quarterly book swap here at the Content Lab. And Riley, unfortunately, picked my book, which...
Well, not unfortunately, because I am really enjoying it.
It's a fantastic book.
It's very good.
The book is Captain Crowley's Mandolin by Louis de Bernier. Fantastic English writer. The book is fantastic. It's a film with Nicolas Cage in.
Yes, my mother really likes the film.
Yeah?
Yeah, I asked her if she'd read the book and she said no, but I enjoyed the film.
Mm. Yeah, the film is a lot more focused on the romance side of the story.
Yeah, I like the book so far is really good. Yeah, so I'm reading that also. And then what else am I reading? Oh, I also just got up to date with one of my childhood favorites. He's still writing, which is Skulduggery Pleasant by Derek Landy. Fantastic author of teenage books.
Wonderful.
Yes, I'm reading
teenage mystery
novels. Do you know what? There is no shame in reading any genre, I think. And that includes the more obscure and very niche tastes.
Yeah.
Because it can all bring inspiration. And it kind of, I was chatting to, I think it was Mia on a previous podcast. And, you know, kind of, it's a good idea to watch and read and just absorb so many different genres, because you're going to pick up so many different techniques and styles and everything. So there is nothing wrong with a bit of skullduggery pleasant.
It's very good. It's always enjoyable. It's still enjoyable. It's funny reading it, actually, because obviously I started reading it when I was maybe 11, maybe younger, actually. Maybe I was in primary school. And at that time, the main character was the same age as I am, and now in the current book she's also like around my age. I think she's 30 maybe. And that's
fantastic. I think that's really good though, that the character's aged.
Yeah,
because a lot of books keep the characters at the same age,
and it's just set within like a few years or such. But no, yeah, she's the same age as me, and it's a weird, very strange.
Fantastic. And of course, as always, all of these wonderful resources and books and recommendations will be in the podcast notes.
Yes, they will be.
They will be. Have a little lookaroo. What is your favorite book?
I can't just pick one. That's like choosing your favorite cat.
All of the cats all and the all cats. The books.
Some of my favorite books would be The Lord of the Rings. I love The Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit. Also, yes, I know they're within the same world, but they're all great. Skulduggery Pleasant again. That series, and especially the first one. Also, an Irish author, so fantastic.
We love that.
Always, I've read the first one, I'd say maybe 5 or 6 times. Sometimes it's just, you could read it in like a day if you sat down, and it's always,
it's nice to revisit.
Yeah, it is. Nice to revisit. Can't think of anything else.
Fantastic. And what is the best advice you've ever received?
I think some of the best advice that I've ever received is that if you want to do something, just do it. Because if you wait too long, you might not get the opportunity to do it again.
Seize the day when you can.
Yeah, seize the day.
Wonderful. That's a very positive note to end on. I do like that. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, the wonderful Riley Barry, our very talented project manager here at the Content Lab. You will be hearing a lot more from Riley on future podcasts. But thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you very much, Riley.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. Have a fantastic day, guys.
Woo!
God, pause. Thank you so much for joining us on this latest episode of the Content Goodies podcast. Thank you to our sponsors, the Content Lab. If you enjoyed this program, please leave us a review. We love to get feedback. And as always, if you need help with any copywriting or content marketing needs, reach out to me at the Content Lab. You will find our contact details at the bottom of the podcast notes. It has been a pleasure. As always, look forward to seeing you on the next episode.